industry for 20 years. She was in the film and television industry, working for such names as Viacom, Disney, Lorimar, and NBC. She also has a certificate in hypnotherapy and teaches hypnotherapists. She's got a wonderful, thriving hypnotherapy practice in addition to all of her ministerial work. However, she says her greatest pride comes from Wise Women workshops, which she did with Dr. Jane Claypool and me for many years, and being my prayer partner for 17 years. 17 years we've been prayer partners every week, and now it's twice a week. I am so thrilled to invite to the platform speaking on spiritual maturity, my dear friend, the Reverend Dr. Lisa Laurie Stewart. Give him a big welcome. Have fun.
A thought that can be measured. Dr. Lipton said that many of us are living limited lives because we cannot get a bigger idea. All our limitations are self-imposed. All our limitations come from an internal paradigm. And a paradigm is a habitual pattern of thinking. Now, the good news is they can be changed, but the bad news is everything we do generally is emanating from a habitual pattern of thinking. And so we begin to move out of our limitations incrementally because that's all we can believe, when in truth, incremental change is not what we're after in New Thought. We're not after incremental change. We're after leaps. The great Price Pritchett, he's written 38 books on change management, said, never, ever think linear about the future. Think in terms of leaps. Think leaps. Increments emerge out of paradigms, but leaps occur from a shift in internal consciousness. So in order to shift that internal consciousness, we must move into what the quantum physicists called the unified field. But you and I know that that is the mind of God. That is the resonant field of love itself. And yet, it's all the same thing, you see. The unified field that the quantum physicists teach and the resonant field of love that a metaphysician teaches, they're the identical idea. Fred Alan Wolf, who is a quantum physicist I quite admire, and if you watch YouTube, you can see Dr. Quantum. Have you ever seen those cartoons? Dr. Quantum, Fred Alan Wolf created those. He's just brilliant. Quantum field theory is based on the idea that there's a hidden, invisible matrix behind every visible thing in the world. Does that sound familiar? There's an invisible, hidden matrix, a divine intelligence, a universal mind. Isn't that a great name for God, a universal mind? A supreme intelligence, creative, in which all things are possible. He goes on to tell a story like this, that he said, we limit our lives by thinking we know how to solve a problem. Have you ever done that? Or just me? When we think we know how to solve a problem, we are eliminating 90% of our opportunities. So imagine throwing a baseball from home plate, from the pitcher's mound to home plate, right? So how many trajectories would there be? Quite a few, yes? But in reality, in the quantum level of throwing a baseball from the pitcher's mound to home plate, there are an infinite number of trajectories. Some may be spiral. Some may go around the stadium and turn a somersault and come back. You see, the laws, we don't understand all the laws of life. We only understand our limited view of the laws of life. And I'll give you an example. Ernest Holmes wrote in The Science of Mind that before Moses took the people out of Israel, electricity existed, but the people didn't know how to use electricity. You and I have been fairly familiar with using spiritual law or unseen forces to create in our lives up until now, but we have only scratched the surface. Because what we've learned through quantum physics is that all possibilities already exist in the world, but we can only have the possibilities that we can see within our minds. And what you see within your mind has the potentiality to become reality. We argue so much for limitation that it is unbelievable. I could hear in my own church, and in any church I go to, if we're talking about, let's say, health, well, you don't understand all the women in my family, blah, 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 blah. Or, I'm on a limited income. Have you ever heard that expression? Or, well, I'm retired now, so my flow has really diminished. That is all a choice, you see. Because we don't have to figure out how, we just have to know what. It's particularly insidious when people think their chance for love is past, or the chance for a new experience is past, or the chance to awaken is past. Nothing is past. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, the Buddha was walking with his favorite student, and they came to a river and realized they had to cross it. And as they were halfway across, the Buddha held his student underwater until he struggled for breath. He was flailing, and he thought he was going to die right there at the hands of his teacher, and the Buddha finally released his student, and the student took a deep breath, a gasp of air, and said, "Why did you do that?" And the Buddha said, "As soon as you hunger for the divine as much as you thirsted for air, you will understand life." You see, most of us are thinking far too small. We're thinking about how to incrementally change our life rather than being unified with the divine in that infinite matrix where all things have already been given. Have you heard? All that God hath is yours. The rabbi Jesus taught, it is done to you as you believe. Our beliefs can be small. What if we really believed the promise of new thought, that all things can be made new? It's true, you know. Meditation is a great path for spiritual maturity to move into that place of leap rather than increment. I'd like to share with you something from Forbes magazine. Do you know it? It's a great spiritual experience to read Forbes magazine. Truly. So this is straight out of Forbes magazine. Did you know that meditation and brain research is rolling in faster than ever before, and that changes in your gray matter, actually the volume of your brain, the size of your brain, can be increased past the age of 50, which has thought to be impossible, but there is a great deal of evidence that brain volume, which indicates youthing or youthful flexibility, brain volume can be increased through a daily meditation practice. A study from UCLA, also in Forbes, said that the effects of meditation affect the entire brain, that every area of the brain functions with greater plasticity for a meditator. And what we want is plasticity. Yale University, did you know there's actually a name for monkey mind? It's called DMN. That's called the default mode network. And that people with DMN, that's a default mode, and that's paradigms, that's old habitual patterns of thinking. Ever have monkey mind about your family members? We're going into the happy holiday season. Or maybe a former spouse, or maybe, who knows, right? If you go into default mode network, which is what science calls monkey mind, you're less happy. It's measurable, right? So only by switching out of default mode, out of monkey mind, can you expand your joy. Johns Hopkins University Hospital found that meditation had a measurable and moderate effect on brain frequency and chemistry to the measurable at 0.3. And this was thought to be quite low until it was discovered that that exceeds the measurable benefits of antidepressants. This was in Forbes magazine. I did not make it up. So meditation has greater measurable benefit on neural pathways than antidepressants. Did you know that 2 weeks of meditation practice can increase teenagers' graduate record exam scores by some phenomenal percentage, by 16%? 16%. These are measured activities. Now, it's difficult to measure spiritual maturity, but I believe that centeredness in the face of what the world calls crisis is spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity is the ability to watch the news and not get pulled off center. And if you are, to know enough about yourself to go right back to the truth that life is infinite and can never be stopped despite appearances. We might change our physical address, get out of this suit that we're wearing, but our soul, our infinite life, the unique individual that you are, is forever and ever evolving and is birthless and deathless and infinite. Nothing is habitual in quantum field theory. Nothing. Everything is mind-blowingly different than the Newtonian experience, which most of us grew up with. Quantum theory has that anything is possible. And if anything is possible, then habitual thinking must be changed to make room for the possibility. So to change and shift our paradigms, meditation is a tremendous tool. So is spiritual mind treatment, prayer. So is the necessity to fill ourselves with more of the desired experience than excuses or arguments for the limitation. And sometimes this is quite tricky because even the advanced student can be very skillful at alibis. At least that's my own experience. I can be very skillful at alibis. But I want to encourage you to think about an idea of annulment. I was baffled by annulment as a kid when the Catholic Church would give annulments. The marriage didn't never happened, even if you had grown children. Ever know that? Do you know that you can direct your subconscious mind to annul ideas that no longer serve you. Doesn't matter what they created. Doesn't matter how long they've been in there. I annul ideas that create this experience. You don't even have to know what the ideas are. Annul them. Say it out loud. Say it with conviction. And say it till your experience changes. Because only when your experience changes do you know the truth. The biggest problem with static belief structures, and that's your paradigm, the biggest challenge to static belief structures is you cannot have an ecstatic experience of God when you're stuck in the same status quo place. That's true for individuals, it's true for collections of people, it's true for communities, organizations, cities, countries. Wouldn't it be a great thing to pray for our political leaders that there is internal and external flexibility? Yes? Internal and external flexibility, so we choose peace first, choose love first, and maintain our autonomy. Yes? New Thought still is on the leading edge of the bell curve of all world religions. So I pay lip service. I believe it. For many years, I believed that I love all faiths, and I do. But no faith has, that I have discovered, has the complete gender equality of New Thought, the complete equality of all people, no matter what our sexual orientation is, a complete love of all people, every race, creed, cultural perception. In New Thought, every individual is a divine expression of that unified divine intelligence, one God, one life, one magnificence, capable at any moment of contacting all the wisdom there is just by opening up to it. That all people can become a revealer of truth if you live close enough to the divine. So remember that God is good. That you are absolutely good. You are. And that all is well. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you.
Would you like to? Okay. Well, I'm going to pray. Thank you so much, Dr. Lisa. That was absolutely exceptionally great. So, but let's anchor those ideas in prayer. So, what I know is that there is only one. Whether it's science or whether it's religion, there is still only one, one power, one presence, one perfect life, and that life is God's life. And here and now, I speak this word in the first person for everyone. If there's any part of this prayer that you don't feel comfortable with, just let it wash over you. It won't hurt you. It won't touch you. But for the ones, the word ideas that resonate with you, please just let them be your words. And this is what I know. I know that I am greater than I've ever known myself to be. I know I step into that resonant field of infinite possibilities in a greater way than ever before. Divine mind supplies me with ideas that are far-reaching and great and exceptional. That divine mind in me is the love that connects me with all beings, is the intelligence that's opening within me to those new ideas, is the wholeness, the health of my body. Divine mind is the love of my heart. It is the prosperity of my being. And I choose a new idea today, a big idea. I choose an idea that's worthy of the God presence within me. I choose an idea of grace, of peace, of infinite possibilities. I choose an idea that is a blessing to all life, to all beings everywhere. I choose an idea of collaboration and cooperation. I choose an idea that is exquisite. And I share that idea. I share all that I am with my world. And my world grows larger by means of this prayer, by means of this new idea. I'm open and receptive to God's grace in every single way, and I give great thanks that this is so. And with my heart filled with gratitude, I simply say, thank you, God. It is complete, and so it is.